Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, stopping by is Dr. Stephen Lindstedt, author of Scalar Heart Connection, and he believes happiness is an equation. No, really. It's an alignment with the heartbeat of the universe, as well as your own heart that you can attain. Well, we'll all find out what that means when he joins us. And that's all coming up next, right here on Conscious Talk.
I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And joining us now is Dr. Stephen Lindstedt. He is the founder of the Scalar Heart Connection. He is also the co-author of The Heart of Health, The Principles of Physical Health and Vitality, and the author of Scalar Heart Connection. And he is doing a workshop this weekend here in Seattle, and we wanted to bring him back and interview him again and just give you all a little refresher course on what the Scalar Heart Method is and what we're talking about here today. Dr. Lindstedt, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you again.
Well, let's start with the basics of the Scalar Heart Connection. What is the Scalar Heart Connection?
Well, essentially, I feel that the human mind has the power to create anything it wants. We just have this unlimited power. And so the question is that when we have a problem, whether it's in relationship or financial, I always wonder, well, why did we create that when we have the ability to create something else, something more positive? And I believe that if we were to ask the heart, that the heart would jump for joy because the heart wants to create unlimitedly and to create positively. And then it's the mind that sneaks in and says, yeah, but I'm not quite sure about that. I'm a little bit afraid of stepping into that unknown. The mind is just tends to be afraid of the unknown. So Scalar Heart Connection looks at these issues that come up in our lives and asks the question, what is the obstacle? What is that negative mind talk that believes maybe we don't deserve this thing or that thing? And so Scalar Heart Connection utilizes the heart's own innate intelligence to help us identify that fear, that negative mind talk, and to help us tap into the positive message from the heart so that we can step into that unlimited potential of the heart and the mind and create the positive.
And, you know, also, it seems to have been coming up more and more that there really is a universal component, that there are energies and flows and things going on in the universe that we can't help but notice that, you know, we're out of sync with. So as I understand it, part of what goes on with the Scalar Heart Connection is also has a universal element that we get to kind of hook into that.
Maybe it's a resonance.
Aren't we hooked into it anyway, but we're not really aware of it?
Right. It's the unseen. It's the heart is connected to that unseen field. I like to share that the heart, which beats at 72 cycles per second, or 72 cycles per minute, over an hour, that's 4,320 heartbeats. And if you take a tenth of that, which is like on a scale, it's like an octave of it, and you multiply that by itself, you get the speed of light. And if you divide the speed of light by 7.2 cycles per second, which is our theta brain waves, you get 25,920, which is the grand cycle of time. And the grand cycle of time divided by 360 degrees in a circle brings you back down to 72 again. And so when you look at the heart being connected to space-time itself, it's really unavoidable to see and to realize that the heart is indeed connected with that field of unlimited intelligence.
So, Stephen, I know people start to recognize that kind of thinking, and you know, we think of sacred geometry and how all those numbers and things work in. more recently in modern times, we've been hearing about things like heart math. Is this a little bit, is this tied in with what you're talking about?
Absolutely. The Institute of Heart Math has demonstrated that more information flows from the heart to the brain, as opposed to flowing from the brain to the heart. So it's really asking us and showing us to tap into the intelligence of the heart. It was Buddha who said that that we should think with our heart, and that our brain, our mind, is really only good for playing video games. And and so I think that what we're learning from heart math and what people are starting to just wake up to, it's like this universal movement. People are realizing that we need to spend more attention to our heart. And by doing so, we not only connect with our own intuition, but we connect with the hearts of others and the heart of the planet and the environment. So it's like it's become a global movement.
Mm-hmm. So really, the heart is like a mini brain, is it not?
Or a maxi brain.
Or, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, there are people going back to Candace Pert in the early 70s who wrote Molecules of Emotion, was part of the team that demonstrated that, yes, the heart contains these neuropeptide receptor sites of all the different emotions in the body. And so we're finding cardiologists are now saying, yeah, the heart has all the components of the brain. But I think that we've kind of missed the boat a little bit. I think that the heart is the brain. I mean, that just goes back to that ancient wisdom that that we need to focus on the big brain, the maxi brain of the heart.
Mm-hmm. Is there an equation, then? I'm really curious, Stephen. Is there an equation to happiness, a certain resonance in the heart to happiness that maybe we aren't connecting with?
Well, I think the equation is, we can boil it down to the numbers, and we can show how the heart is connected to the diameter of the Earth and the diameter of the Moon and that kind of thing. But mm-hmm. we can also, I like to look at it musically, that when we deep breathe, we're synchronizing the theta brain waves in our brain. And those theta brain waves in that state is more of a meditative state. It opens us up to intuition. And that brain wave state, when it's harmonized with the breath, we get this ratio of 72 heartbeats per minute. Along with the breath, these deep breaths ends up being like one breath every 4 seconds, which is 15 breaths per minute. And 15 is just a quarter note of 60. So if we look at it as a ratio of 72 to 60, that's really 6 to 5, which is a musical minor third. And so the equation to happiness, I think, is when we're in that state where we're harmonizing our breath with our heart and we're tapping into our intuition, that's where the whole unlimited power of the universe is really at our disposal.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that actually you're going to be doing a workshop while you visit the Northwest that's coming up, and people will, will hear more about that. But can you actually, is it about teaching people to, connect with that resonance? I mean, is this something that can be taught?
The idea going back to when we have an issue or when we have an upset in our life, there's always a behind-the-scene obstacle, which is the way our mind perceives things. And then the action is tapping into the heart intelligence. So there's always this triangle, the issue, the obstacle, and the action. And what I teach in the workshop through the method of scalar heart connection is how to tap in to the heart's innate intelligence to identify what is the real issue behind what's manifesting in our lives. What is the real obstacle, the negative belief that we have that's holding us in that negative situation? And tapping into the heart's intelligence to help us shift that vibration, shift our perception. And when we do that, we change our reality. We change what we're experiencing. So the workshop is a method that helps us to actually change the vibration of what we're thinking about.
You know why that really caught our attention? We did have an experience of working with you, you know, for a short time on something, and it really, we could feel a shift happen. But what the reason it caught my attention in the beginning is we've heard from so many people about this idea of reality of late, you know, so many books coming through, and we've come to realize that we have all of these long habited patterns in our lives that we think are reality, but they're not. It's just that, you know, the mind's sort of learned reaction or things, the woulda, coulda, shouldas of the world that we've been taught, and we think that's reality. So I'm imagining, and this is something we can talk about when we come back from our break, that, you know, the heart is structured differently, that it's not working off of all of those realities, and that's what you're talking about when you said it can recognize the stuff that isn't real.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, we're all about getting back to ourselves here at Conscious Talk. And when we come back, we're going to continue with Dr. Stephen Lindstedt talking about the scalar heart connection.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, radio that delivers.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks for being with us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears, and we're here with Dr. Stephen Lindstedt, and we're talking about the scalar heart connection. This is, you know, really up from our point of view, Stephen, because we're all, you know, we've been hearing, okay, you know, be heart-centered, and the heart is the thing. And we're getting it. I mean, you know, it's taken us a long time to learn how we are run by our mind, and that's not the place to be run from, so to speak. That's not who you are. You know, that's where those long-habited patterns and all those learned things are. And we got it, that we need to get more into our heart. So the problem is, for most people, how do you do that?
Exactly. And that is the beauty of this method and methods that are similar to it, where they're designed to help us communicate and have that conversation with our heart so that we can really fine-tune and really focus on what is the message coming from our heart. And I find that in time, when you're using this method, it just helps you develop your own internal intuition, and I think to a point where we won't even need these methods anymore. It will just be automatic. So it's really a tool. It's really a bridge to help us go from our habit of mind thinking into a new paradigm of heart thinking.
Mm. Stephen, maybe you might like to share with our audience how this method and what you've discovered, and you practice it all the time, how's it changed your life?
Oh, it's changed my life dramatically. In developing the system, I do a lot of sessions on myself, so I'm like constantly having this dialogue with my own heart, and just to see how things unfold. To see it, what strikes me the most is that when you tap into that, you tap into this stream of synchronicity. My wife likes to call it riding the magic carpet. And it's really true that things just fall into place almost magically without your even having to control it, which I think is our mind way of thinking is, oh, well, I want this or I want that, so I have to do this. I have to do that. It's like all in my mind-brain control. Mm-hmm. But when we relinquish that sense of control and let the heart work through us, we just tap into that magic and things just open up and flow on their own. It's quite beautiful to experience and to watch.
You know, in a simplistic way, you know, we've often compared ourselves to a radio in which we receive certain frequencies or we can tune into certain frequencies of energy. And, you know, when we match a frequency and resonate with it, then we receive it. That's what radios do. Is this kind of what we're talking about? Our heart is really that receptor?
It is exactly what we're talking about. It is the vibration of the heart that I was saying that is connected to the vibration of space-time. And the problem is our mind comes in with its fear, and that acts like static in the background, which breaks up that communication. So we don't get the message from the heart because it keeps being broken up by our thinking and our fears and worries, our anxieties.
Mm-hmm. So when you're in tune with your heart then, Stephen, is it a matter of simply trusting then the wisdom that the heart is giving you so that you can just allow things to unfold? I mean, how do you turn that mind off that wants to come in there and go, oh, that sounds great, but...
Yeah, so when you come, like at the workshop, and even when I do the audience demonstrations, like at the book signing I'm doing at the East West Bookstore tomorrow evening, what people find is that when they ask an issue and then the heart gives them a message back, and they go, wow, that was like right on. It's like, how did the heart know that was exactly what I needed to hear? Mm-hmm. And that happens enough times that you begin to trust it. And when mm-hmm. you trust it, then your mind just relaxes and you just fall into that place of trust.
Right. You know, it's we've said it so many times on our show. It's like everything else, Stephen. It is that consistency and that practice. There's not a magic potion to that. It's really just our willingness to be present to it and to be consistent with it and to practice it so that it becomes second nature. And then it becomes second nature and the mind does learn to relax. Well, we're here with Dr. Stephen Lindstedt and we're talking about his book, Scalar Heart Connection. He's going to be here in the Pacific Northwest this weekend. He's doing a free demonstration tomorrow on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. at East West Bookshop, and then a one-day workshop that we'll be attending as well on Saturday. We'll learn more about it when we come back. Stay tuned.
I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And joining us this morning, we've been talking to Dr. Stephen Lindstedt. And he's the developer of the Scalar Heart Connection. And he wrote the book, Scalar Heart Connection. To learn more about his work, you can go to scalarheartconnection.com. That's S-C-A-L-A-R, heartconnection.com. S-C-A-L-A-R, heartconnection.com.
Well, Stephen, you compared, in our earlier segment, you know, we talked about numbers and we talked about music, how there are certain relationships. And obviously, in the name of what you've created, scalar is the idea of scale. So Brenda and I had an experience with you. And it was very interesting because we went through with you a series of questions where you asked us various questions and we picked the number, that was representative of how we felt about that. And we went through that whole series and then somehow, magically, you put that all together and it ended up with a tone that was played back to us. And I got to tell you, it affected both of us. You know, we were very impressed and we wanted to learn more. So, you know, we've pursued this with you a little bit, and that's why we have you on the show. That's a very sort of obtuse explanation of what happened. But can you explain what you were doing with us, that, you know, how this sort of pulls together in your method?
Well, the method ask you to pick a number, and behind the number is a series of different emotional centers. And we're asking the heart to tell us which emotional center is overactivated around whatever issue that we might be having in our lives. And the heart will tell us. And once we identify that emotional center, we're then asking the heart, well, what is the emotion that is being overactivated? And where is that emotion coming from, which is usually a negative belief that our mind has around that particular issue. So we're identifying that specific belief that the mind has. And then we're asking the heart to show us another number that is related to the positive approach or the positive perspective that we need to take in order to overcome that obstacle so we can change our reality. And once we have that information, we start to know the emotional center, we start to get a feel for the vibration of that positive aspect. And I use the what I call a quantum healing code. And these codes are basically vibrations that are tuned to the various chakras. And they're compiled in a way that they create chords. So during the session, we're getting the information that is essentially helping us to put those codes together so that when you listen to that vibration, it's not just listening to the vibration because it's pleasing to listen to, but because it's tied to all that other subconscious stuff that is that we're holding on to. And we've been holding on to this from childhood. All these beliefs that we have about ourselves are conditioned beliefs from parental conditioning, from teacher conditioning, societal conditioning. So we're really trying to break through all that and open ourselves to entirely new horizons, new possibilities.
So it recognizes, so your methodology recognizes essentially what's in the way, what's blocking you from being, you know, your potential and who you really are. And then it actually gives you an answer of how to move into a positive frequency. Is that
exactly right? Like the opera singer, when she hits the exact note of the vibration of the glass, you can shatter the glass. Mm-hmm. And in the same way, when we know what our glass looks like, how it's configured with all of our negative beliefs, then we can apply the tone to that, the frequency that will shatter that, and allow us to step into a whole new positive, balanced harmony.
Mm. So when you're working with clients, Stephen, what are some of the changes that they're seeing in their lives?
Well, what they're seeing is patterns that they have about themselves, how they view themselves, and how that affects their relationships, how it affects their career, their sense of purpose. And generally what happens is the system will take them back to where did that limiting belief come from. And not to blame our parents, but in our childhood, children sometimes will take on a belief that they may erroneously apply to parental behavior and then begin to personalize that and feel, well, there's something wrong with me. And one of the most satisfying things for me is to have the person suddenly get the awareness, this big aha moment that says, oh, I totally misunderstood that. That's not what happened. That my parent was only trying to help me, or my teacher was only doing this for this reason. And that, in fact, I am worthy of these good things in my life. Mm-hmm. And so that big aha moment just changes how we perceive our current situation. And then,
No, go ahead.
I'm just saying, with that change in perception, we have the power to change our reality. And that's what mm-hmm. people say is like, wow, I've been looking at this problem all wrong. And once I got to the root of it, wow, it just changed. Like my mm-hmm. relationship with my son just changed like in 24 hours. My relationships changed.
It was interesting because when I did my session with you, and I really, really enjoyed it, I really loved your work a lot. I was trying to figure out what word I could use that could express what shifted for me in my process with you. And as I was listening to Rob talk about his process and listening to you just a moment ago, it finally came to me, the one word that could encapsulate what I was feeling, and that feeling that stayed with me and to this day is still with me. And it was it would actually be two words, but it's really freedom. I felt expanded, and I felt a freedom. I felt something lift for me, almost like a whole bag of burdens were lifted. And there was a certain sense of freedom and softness in my heart and expansion that I still have today. It made a big difference for me. And that's the best that I can use to quantify what that experience did for me.
Well, that's beautiful, because with that freedom, then we give ourselves the freedom to create what it is our heart really wants to create.
Yeah, it created like more of an ease in my life instead of that struggle that
I
felt. You know, we all struggle with certain things. There was an ease, an expansion, a freedom there that it created.
Right.
It really did make a difference in my life.
I think that, one of the things that we hear a lot, especially kind of in these spiritual teachings and things, is we come to some conclusion, which if you were to sum it up, it's often everything you thought you knew was wrong. but not necessarily so. You know, it's all been a learning experience.
Right.
And then the question is always, you know, this void is created and you wonder, okay, well, where does, you know, my life, where does things that are important come from? And as we keep saying, you know, it comes from within. And this is a methodology for actually working with that and getting some clarity there.
And folks, we really, really, truly encourage you to come tomorrow night to the free demonstration. Get a taste of what Dr. Stephen Lindstedt, what his method does and how it really makes a difference in your life. And they can still then sign up and come on Saturday too.
Yes, of course.
Yes. And then if you feel like it's worthy of you, which I know you will, then you can come on Saturday and participate in the workshop. We have all the information up on our events page at conscioustalk.net, how to sign up, where to be, what time, everything is. And we're really looking forward to it, Dr. Lindstedt. I really can't wait for Saturday to get another taste of this and see what else happens in my life.
Wonderful. Well, it's going to be fun to get all those hearts together in one room.
Yes,
well,
absolutely.
That's right. And folks, if you want to hear more about Dr. Stephen Lindstedt's work, you can go to scalarheartconnection.com. That's S-C-A-L-A-R, heartconnection.com.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much for joining us here today. We look forward to seeing you on Thursday and Saturday. Have a safe trip.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And folks, thank you for joining us as always. Have a beautiful day. And be sure and join us next time right here on Conscious Talk.